Okay, we are holding laws of Rosh Chodesh. We're still in the first Siman, Siman Tov Yud Zayin. We finished the first Siman, but I want to just finish up a few more of the supplementary material that appears in the back of the dish. If you don't have it, it's okay. I'll just read it and I'll explain it. It appears on page 44 in the very back. A few more short things which... Okay, I'm up to number 8. Okay, there are just a few more short things. It's all the way in the back of the Sefer, on page 44, the very, very back. If you don't have one, do not worry, I'll just read. And when we bless the new month, we say, why do we mention Geula? Isn't that a very interesting question?
This page are you reading from?
I'm reading from page 44. Yep. Page 44, number 8. Number 8.
Okay.
Number 8. So the question is, why do we mention this tefillah for redemption? What does redemption have to do with blessing the new month? It's the new month. HaChodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodashim. So we bless the new month. We mispal kiratzim, and it should be a good month. And shechadesh shaleinu es hachodesh zel tevel levrach, and so on and so forth. Very nice. So we've done it. We will say that when it will be the new month. Rosh chodesh, when the rosh chodesh will be. So then, and then we say Misha Osa Nisim Lava Sein. Why do we have to mention the miracle? So v'tam adav shayim emid boitilas Misha Osa Nisim kasef alavush. Shekidah Shachodesh Chareyu Mitzvah Rishon Shabon Itztavu Begulas Mitzrayim. It's very interesting because it was the first mitzvah. We know that. That was this past week's Rashi. Lahoy Yitzchak Lahaskel Ella Hachodesh Elochem. It was the first mitzvah, and it was the not just the. He's telling us a very important chiddush. It's not just the first mitzvah. It's the first mitzvah that was given during the Tekufa of redemption. Klal Yisrael was at a time of Golus. They were suffering. There was Shibud Mitzrayim. And here they were given a commandment. They needed merits. In order to be redeemed, they needed a merit to be redeemed. So it was the first mitzvah that was given to Mitzrayim. So therefore, we can identify. We are also in Golus. Right, can't forget, we're in Golus in America, in Eretz Yisrael, there's problems, we're in Golus. We need Geula. For Geula, we need merits. So, Maitse Avos Simil Abonim. Klal Yisrael, when they found themselves in Golus, the merit to come out of the Golus was to sanctify the new moon. That was the number one, the first mitzvah. Likewise, when we sanctify the new month, we're also hoping that this will serve for us as a merit, that we also should be redeemed and Mashiach should come. Now we take this for granted, but it appears that it was not always the custom. Talk about minhagim. It appears that there were times, or there could be there even times today, the place today where the tzibur does not say mish osan, even only the shatz, only the shliach tzibur. I'm sure many of you have gone to a chazan to hear a nice birchas Rosh Chodesh. Maybe they don't let the tzibur participate. So, but everyone should make an effort to say Misha Asnisim because we need this chus to bring Mashiach. Now, number 9. Now, this is very interesting. Now, this gets into the difference between Nusach Sfar and Nusach Ashkenaz. Uvimois Hachorf during the winter time. So what do we say? Yichadasheu. Let me read what it says here in my Siddur Nusach Ashkenaz. Yichadasheu Kadosh Baruch Hu Leinu Kol Malo Beis Yisrael L'chayim U'L'Shalom. That's 2. L'Sasan U'L'Tzimcha. That's 4. L'Yishul Nechama. That's 6. We only and Nusach Ashkenaz only says 6 Tilos. And Nusach Sard. What do you say? Anyone here daven Nusach Sard? How could it be you can't find Nusach Sfar Tzidr just when you need it? Always? You have a Sfar Tzidr? Okay. When you need the Svar Tzedek, you can never find it. If you don't need the Svar Tzedek,
that's where you go. That's where you go. You go to Land House,
you can
find it.
There you go. So let's see what it says here in the Siddur for Nusach Svart. Different order. He said the whole year round. So Nusach Svart has a much more elaborate Nusach, and what's interesting.
Shabbos, you say it.
You say it's Rosh Chodesh, Berach, only when you bless the new month.
Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh.
Before Rosh Chodesh, correct. Shabbos, so Nusach Svart has a much more elaborate Nusach. Now I believe there's even another Nusach, is that correct?
Why is there two Rosh Chodesh?
So here is Shabbos. Let me find what it says over here. In this Siddur, okay, here is Birchas Rosh Chodesh. L'toiva v'levracha, which already is not correct. L'sasim is the same thing. L'toiva l'sasim l'simcha. L'shul l'cham l'parnas l'chakol l'chaim toiv l'shalom l'shmos toiv l'vesar v'savos. Now here it is very interesting in this Siddur, in the Kol Yaakov. Uli Geshamin Be'itam, it says in parentheses, only B'chayrif, only in the winter. In the art scroll, there's no differentiation. Doesn't make any, not a parenthesis, doesn't say winter, it's whole year round. In this Siddur, only in the winter time, so that's something that is definitely very interesting to take note of in these two Siddurim, and that's what it says over here in this Dirshu. So here he's quoting from the Isha Yisrael is one of the most popular Svarim on Hilchas. It's a contemporary. Someone wrote this sefer called Isha Yisrael. It's a very big. It's on Hilchas Tefillah, the laws of Tefillah. It has every possible thing you need to know. It's a thick sefer, a very good sefer. So he's quoting the name of the stipler. I'm not the stipler, the Rav Chaim Kanis, the stipler's son. Only in the winter do we add a lugsham beitam. He says that when you bless Chodesh Nisan, because in Chodesh Nisan for the first 15 days, very interesting, you also need rain. When can you scale back? That's when you start saying Moratol, which is Pesach. But since the first 15 days you still need rain, so therefore when you bless Chodesh Nisan, you should say Ule Geshamin Be'itam. So you have to remember that if you have the Siddur and you have a Chorev, part of the winter is even Chodesh Nisan. That's what the Rav Chaim Alkezi. And also this Per Shabbos, did you say this Per Shabbos Ule Geshamin Be'itam? So many will be tempted not to say it. Why? Although you say Mashiv Ruch Morad Geshem, but you do not yet say the same Tal Umar. We are still saying the same Baracha. We say the same Baracha until December 4th, December 5th. But in Eretz Yisrael, they start saying the same Baracha, Zayin Mar Cheshvan. So the question is, those who, this Per Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, is already considered winter, where they would say in the Yechad Asher, if they would say, Ule Gesham and Be'itan.
It was really an Indian, but to let the people enough time to get home after Sukkot,
yeah,
and then let the rain start.
Right, but so you're not mispalel.
They do it much faster.
You're not mispalel, right. But you're not mispalel. You're not mispalel the same talmud. You make mention already. You allude to the fact that we're going to need rain of mashiv ruach morad geshem. But you don't yet say the same talmud. But you don't say the same talmud. So the question is, do you add it in time? So here he says, yes, these 2 months you should add into the nusach ul geshamin, but that implies that once you get to Chodesh Iyar, And Chodesh, certainly Chodesh Sivan and Tammuz Av and Elul and Tishrei, you definitely should not say Uli Geshamim Bidin. The two questionable months are Nisan and Cheshvan. You should say Uli Geshamim Bidin because of further, starting from Zion and onward, you're going to need rain. And when it comes to Nisan, for the first 15 days, you do need rain. Yeah, yeah.
Geshamim Bidin. I've always translated rains when necessary. Bita in the proper time.
Right, right, right.
That's it. So I don't understand if I'm translating is at the proper time. I whenever is the proper time agriculturally in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, but what he's saying.
Whenever the rains were necessary for agriculture.
But he's saying is you only mispalal at the time when you actually need it. You don't. You're not mispalal in the summertime. Chodesh Av. Even though you would say be'itam and it's right time, but right now is not the time to ask for the right time. You just mispalo. Right now you don't say that expression. You have to be practical in your prayers to a certain degree. That's what it says.
Why are you asking for again Cheshvan?
Because since 7 days, and that's in Eretz Yisrael. Now what would you say about America? Maybe America is different. America, we need rain all year round though. And Chutz, that's what they say, so it's a little different. But maybe that's the reason why it says in the art scroll, it says, you don't differentiate between Chorf and Nachorf, because it could be that this whole difference only for Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, if it rains certain times, it's not good. It can cause harm. But in Chutz Liaretz, in the country that we live in, especially America, rain is needed full year round. So it could be that the reason why it says here in the article, this is an American Siddur, you know, they have an Israeli version also of the Siddur. But the American version, we need it a full year round. Okay, let's go further. The answer to your question is because since on Zion, since on the 7th, we're going to need rain. Everyone, Eretz Yisrael, on the 7th day, you already begin asking for Reshen, the same Talmud Matar. So you already start asking, you say, Lugasham Itam, when you bless the month of Cheshvan. Because during that month, you will come to need rain. The Chenik Shvachim is Chodesh Cheshvan, because I'm going to go in Rav Shimon Diblinsky. Okay, that's go to the left side. Now he's going. Now this is going back to the halachas of malach. What types of labor are forbidden during for women during on Rosh Chodesh?
What's your name?
I'm on the number 10 on page 44. Number 10. Ulistaber ligzas tziporin. Tziporanayim, b'Rosh Chodesh, to take a haircut and to cut your nails in Rosh Chodesh. Chosaf l'el sheyesh mekayim shein v'stapim ve'in goyzim es tziporanim b'Rosh Chodesh. Now, it's a new halacha. We're talking about even men. Now, we're not talking about women. We discussed last week that women have a custom not to do labor and not to do labor on Rosh Chodesh because it's their yomtiv. And the labor, so there are many, many customs, simply refers to sewing. They should not sew, and they should not wash clothing biyodayim. That's the primary prohibition for women. Women should not wash in a sink biyodayim, putting in a washing machine. So we learned, we discussed, there are many leniencies. There are leniencies. Some are machmirnatu. Some say you should put it in and let your husband turn on the machine. Drying, we learned, we're very lenient. You're allowed to dry the clothing, especially in a dryer. Putting it on the line, some say, is also mutter. But there are two primary things where women do not do. They do not sew. Stitching, embroidery, anything that has to do with using threads on garments, and cleaning clothing, biyodayim. What about men? Are there any restrictions as far as labor is concerned? So the truth is no. There is no restriction, but there is a Kabbalistic restriction from Rav Yehuda HaChassid. Now Rav Yehuda HaChassid is very controversial. Many people do not accept, are not students of Rav Yehuda HaChassid. They don't accept this. But for some reason, this has crept in. This is something which is more popular. Why is it? Why? I don't know why. That people do not take haircuts on Rosh Chodesh. Anyone heard of this?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, you don't take haircut. What?
Absolutely.
What? Right, so it's bring over here not to take a haircut. This people are more into. And also to cut your nails. It's written in Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Doesn't say everyone. Now, even. Shabbos. What happens if it's Rosh Chodesh Erev Shabbos. So the reason why you want to take a haircut is because for the honor of Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Our today's Rosh Chodesh. So maybe the honor of Shabbos overrides this prohibition, this minog of not taking a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't matter. It's Rosh Chodesh. If you want to take a haircut before Rosh Chodesh. Now, should you take it out on Thursday? So some say, no, you're not allowed to take it on Thursday either because it's going to grow in on Shabbos. There's another... Yeah?
I remember telling me that Rabbi Yaakov, that's how,
yeah,
said, if for shaving...
Yes.
That if it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh,
yes,
Thursday and Friday,
yes,
then you can take the shave on Friday for Shabbos because it's 2 days left.
Okay.
If it's 1 day on Friday,
yeah,
then you can.
Take a haircut, shave, even a shave?
For Shabbos, for Shabbos.
Haircut.
No, for shave.
Shave? Okay, I'm not familiar with that. Shaving has a different set of rules. There's taking a haircut. There's two different Shulchan Aruchs. There's a Shulchan Aruch taking a haircut, and there's a Shulchan Aruch for taking a shave.
It's 2 days Rosh Chodesh.
Two different, totally two different things. They have different rules. What?
Next paragraph.
Okay, I'm getting there. I didn't get into that. So the now why? So that therefore, taking a, let's discuss now taking a haircut. Haircut. It is according to those that follow this custom, even if it's Erev Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, then like a haircut. Why? Where does it come? Kichen Tziva, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. This is Rabbi Chassid. Let's go further. Rosh Chodesh Iyar Shabbos. Now, what about Rosh Chodesh Iyar? That's during Sfira. So, ready, be ready. Person already is unkempt. Person is not in a job. Okay, there are many heterims that people are working, and you have to take a haircut. You have to take a shave because you have to be presentable. But let's say you're in a situation where you work for yourself, or where you work for the people. Your coworkers are bigger schlumps than you. So. Which that's how it's become in a lot of the places I've been in. That's where it's, so it doesn't make a bit of a difference. So anyway, you're gonna have to shave. But let's say Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos, and you're not going to, and you're not shaving, and now it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and it's Sirok, and it's so it's, and it's Erev Shabbos, and it's also Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos Iyar, and Shabbos is also going to be is going. And it's Rosh Chodesh. Our Gesundheit and Shabbos will also be Rosh Chodesh. It's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh. Cause of the Kaman Shagam Hanoigim Israel to Spiris Adlag Boimer, Mikol Mokom, Yecholim, Lestaber of Shabbos. This is the big exception. Even Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, if it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and Friday is also Rosh Chodesh, and it's during Sfira, you are allowed to take a haircut on Friday. This why Shahu Yom Harisha Rosh Chodesh, Sharish Chodesh Shia in Yachal Lachal Shabbos, Uviyom Rishon. It can on 2 days only can come out Friday Shabbos. It can never happen Shabbos Sunday. Mikol Mokom Mutar Kevan Shiyesh Kan Tosefes Simcha Shal Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You have a double combination. It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you can shave on Friday. You take a haircut and shave on Friday. Uvishiyorei Knesses Hagidus. Never say it because of Shalanoigim Kitzavos Yudachosid. No, he disagrees. He disagrees. Gan ba'ifin ze also l'staper v'chein hara hagoyin Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Kenevsky the stipler. He also disagrees. But Rav Moshe's makel olam senachan Rav Moshe olam hagoyin Moshe Feinstein says hara she ba'ifin ze she evshal hoyil l'staper k'edem l'chein evshal hakel l'staper v'chein mutter v'chein hara hagoyin Rabbi Yosef Shalom Eliashiv mishum shetzavosh v'dachosid einam mina kavua. This is a very important yisod. Don't get obsessed with Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. It's not kavua. Very culturally, no agisa b'ze ain't a chayv l'chaim. Anyone doesn't really know from this. You're not chayv to accept this. To l'chein ba'ifin ze evshel estaper b'gabar shchodesh. And therefore, when there's a need, you can shave even on Rosh Chodesh. Very mashal kasam l'el reitz simin tov tzadigim. You know the story with the person. Simin tov tzadigim. Now that you marry a girl who has the same name as your mother.
Yeah.
So the famous story, famous stories, where a boy goes out with a girl, and they discover the girl has the same exact name as the mother. So they go to the so the mother gets very nervous, and the mother says to the boy, "Tell your kala to change her name, to add a name." So her son says, "Ma, you change your name. I'm not telling my girlfriend to change her name." This meaning not to take a shave on Rosh Chodesh. Now this is very interesting. People ask, Omer hein la'anoshim hein la'anoshim. Women are the same. Little difference. Women think they're different. You know, they can go have their nails done on Rosh Chodesh. They can go take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. No difference. Women are not allowed to have their nails done, are not allowed to go to get a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. Those, of course, who accept this minog of Rav Yehuda Chassid. V'chein kasva agonu chaim kenevsky. V'chayisev shagam. But now this is another chiddush, another very big issue. What about at night? Kates Rosh Chodesh, the night before. So are you allowed to go take haircuts? So you should be ma. It's not clear. He brings two different opinions. V'chayisev shagam b'leili Rosh Chodesh osser. He brings down l'chumra, meaning that it's osser.
After mincha katana.
After tzeis. L'chay yarod imachem. I wait until the stars come out. 15 minutes after Shkia. You can go that late. I don't think you'll be machmir. Mishum she suffix sakana l'chumra. Because the whole thing is sakana. It's a Kabbalistic inyanim, whatever this is. So therefore, ma'am. Me'idach, there's another opinion. I told you, there are two opinions. Me'idach, there's another opinion that says, so Eish Lavram says that Kosav le'in geziza siparnov shebelev Rosh Chodesh ev shalakov yosem mishabiyoim. So he only says that you can make it when it comes to the cutting your nails. He doesn't talk about a haircut. Alright, v'gam yell at an upsharon. Upsharon, don't make an upsharon Rosh Chodesh. That's very interesting. People don't know that. Upsharon. Don't make the upsharon as a good day, you know, it's a whatever, you want to combine two different Yom Tovim together. No, you don't make an upsharon on Rosh Chodesh because you're not supposed to cut your Rosh Chodesh. The Gam Yelet Shanasa Ben Shosh Rosh Chodesh Tasa Goin Rav Nosson Krelitz Shaloi Lesaprei Rosh Chodesh. Let's say you forgot and you began. Once you start, you don't have to stop. He only says this by taking by your nails, but L'chor, I can't imagine that it should be different by taking a haircut. You're not going to walk out with half your head. Especially since only a chumrah. It's only a chumrah. Yeah. Imagine the barber. You're in the barber. You're in the barber, and a guy passes by and they cut half, and the guy walks and says, "Don't you know today's Rosh Chodesh? It's Rav Yehuda Chassid. Now take a haircut. Get out of the chair." It's not going to go. What?
Heard that
Tarnosi
allow shaving every Arab Shabbos during
Spira. That's a kula. I mean, I had a Rebbe in Tarvadash of Kahana. He was a going outside. He was very close to Rav Moshe Feinstein. So he told me, he was already not here. He was nifted a while ago. He told me that in his day, they became a very frum world today. He says that in his day, he was no youngster. When I read him, this is many years ago. But he was a bacher. This is going, again, like he was... When he was a Bachar, everyone in Yeshiva would shave every Friday during Sfira. Sfira? You shave on Friday. It was Pashat. You don't go a whole week without shaving. Today, 33 days, you don't shave. He says, this is Chadashim Labakam. This became a new Chumrah of this generation, but he testifies it's not the way it was when he was a Bachar of Kahanau. Rav Kahana was one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Tovidas. Rav Loza Kahana, oh, you know him. Wow. Okay, so this will be... He told me a lot of interesting things about the old man. Yeah?
In Queens, their official thing is that you can shave every Friday in Svira, but I think they tell their people that's only for the Bochurim who stay in Queens. The ones who go, who have jobs, or who have two things elsewhere... If they shave every Friday, then they're going to look like they're,
All right,
and they tell them
okay.
Be like everybody else.
Okay, let's just, for a few minutes, let's start. I want to start a little bit, because we're going very slow. I want to start a little bit the next Simon. Just a few, Simon Tov Yud Ches. I'm going back now to Simon. Yeah,
what about women who works in beauty salons? Did some restriction
no.
work for Rosh Chodesh?
Like we said, this is only a minog, not take a haircut. Not everyone has accepted this custom.
But it's nothing to do to make a haircut, to give a haircut.
To give a haircut, if you're dealing to non-Jews, if you're giving it to a non-Jew, you're giving it even to a person that doesn't follow the minhag, I imagine it's permitted. And if it's your parnasa, certainly there's a reason to be makel. Should not be an issue. Okay, let's go further. We're up to Simon Tov Yud Ches.
Tov Yud Ches?
Page Reish Pei Beis. Page Reish Pei Beis. Just going to start a little bit. It comes after page 562. After 562 page, Tov Yud Ches, Reish Chodesh, also B'tainis. Okay, Reish Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast on Reish Chodesh. The Anshei, now look, now here he says something very interesting about the Crusades. the Anshei really not a fast, but there was a minhag in Varmiza. He says Varmisha with a sin. I assume he's referring to Varmiza, who is also known as Varmiza with a Zayin. The Kinas, it says Varmiza with a Zayin, worms. This was one of the Varmiza. So here he says Var Ver Maisha, Marmaisha. He spells it differently here. But he's talking about the Crusades, I assume he's referring to worms. There was one of the cities which was attacked by the Christians. The Anshei Kihila Kedosha, their Maisa, Misanin B'Rosh Chodesh Sivan, was their custom to fast on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. That's when they were killed. Al Hagzeira Shahayu Bosnazman Bishnas Tatnu Lelef Hachamishi 1096. Tatnu, they translate the Hebrew year into the English code, it's 1096. 960 years change. Al Gzeira Shahayu Bosnazman Bishnas Tatnu Lelef Hachamishi, the Oim Slichos Vitachnun on Rosh Chodesh, they actually say Slichos Vitachnun the cost of Ramah. That they were an exception. Now he doesn't explain why. It's very interesting that the Gedolei Hador of that time were Goyzer at Hainis on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, even though it says Beferish Shulchan Aruch Rosh Chodesh Osher at Hainis. I don't know, it's really a Pella. What is the rationale? It's obviously no one's denying the enormous tragedy of what happened, but it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not going to run Rosh Chodesh. For whatever reason, Hayro Hashah, it had to be commemorated, for whatever reason, and we should not start breaking the rules based on precedent. Okay, in the world of law, we all know, precedent is all you need. You don't have to be mechadish. You want to convince a judge that someone's innocent or guilty. So instead of making your own chidushim, egin chidushim, just find legal precedent. Legal precedent, if someone else did it, that says it all. So what more do we want? These were Rishonim who lived in Varmiza in the year 1096. And they were Goyzer at Hainis, so L'chor, they are different opinions. No, Mishnah Berurah says, you bring from Paiskim, don't go start drawing analogies from one case to another case. That was exceptional, finished.
You don't fast then, in other words, on Rosh Chodesh.
We never are Goyzer. No one today should come along and decide that it's an ace tzara. We have problems, we have a tzara, we have enemies, and we're in a time of danger. And therefore, we're going to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Esther did this. Esther Hamalka. She fasted on Pesach. What more do you want than that? The only day in the Torah you mechuyev to eat. There's only one day in the Torah you mechuyev to eat. Pesach, matzah. That's the only time. Shabbos, Mikra Dinam Chuyev to eat. You had daf yom yesterday. Tainus Chalayim. That's a mitzvah. I don't know if it's a chiyev. It's a drasha to the degree the mitzvah deraisa atkadek it's not smachta. Only one day you mechuyev to eat matzah Pesach. Esther Malka, no eating. We're going to fast for 3 days straight. A credible chiddush. L'chayru, that's maybe the makar for Varmiza. Varmiza, they took a cue. Such an incredible tsar. What happened? They had legal precedent.
So hers was before the fact.
After. I don't know. Good point. I don't know the answer. But generally speaking, you don't play around. Even on Rosh Chodesh, you don't say tanchum. I remember someone told me the Yom Kippur, the War of Independence in Israel. But when did that happen? 48. So that happened over Sukkot. Right, the Yom Kippur War, yeah. Broke off Yom Kippur. I'm confusing. Right. No. Yom Kippur War. Right, Yom Kippur War. It broke out on Yom Kippur, and it went into Sukkot. So I wasn't around then, but I've heard there was a very big difference of opinion among the Gedolei Hadar living in America and Chutz Li'aretz. Eretz, so they're all busy. I don't know, it was different matzif of saying Tehillim non-stop through Sukkot. There was certain Rosh Yeshiva
before, it's after.
On Sukkot. It broke out on Yom Kippur. The war broke out on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, everyone, whatever happened, happened on Yom Kippur. And then it was Sukkot. On Sukkot is a Yom Tif. There was a war going on in Eretz Yisrael. Were people saying Tehillim and fasting and being Mavato Simchas Yom Tif Legamri on Sukkot in that, during that war? So there were different opinions among the Gedolei Yisrael. I mean, there were many Gedolei Yisrael that said there's a war going on, cancel all the parties, no Simchas Beis HaShoeva, no Zemiros, no nothing, and everyone just sit the whole day and say Tehillim. Okay, you go to shul, you daven, and after davening is over, you just, you're going to say Tehillim, Tehillim, as much as people can say. Not everyone has the mind to say Tehillim the whole day. You do what you can do. But the whole tzurah of tefillah over Sukkot by these Gedolei Yisrael was completely transformed into a tainus, what looked like, what looked like a Yom Kippur. And there were other Gedolim that went to the other extreme, Mamish, the other extreme, that they did not allow Berabim. I know one particular Rashid I was told of, Barabim, he did not allow in his Kehila, very big Rashiva, any Tehillim to be recited over Sukkot. B'yichidus, he told, you should go home and say Tehillim the whole day, but after davening is over, we're not saying Tehillim Barabim, because in Shul, because it's Yom Tif, and you have to follow the laws of Shulchan Aruch. B'yichidus, yes, and scale down your Simchas Yom Tif, absolutely, but you have to follow the law. Shulchan Aruch is the Yikar. In Var Miza, they didn't see it like that. Right. Commemorating. Esther Malka didn't see it like that. But Esther Malka is Esther Malka. Var Miza, other Rishonim. 1973, listen, they're a big Gedolei Yisrael, but there was a difference of opinion in this matter. Here the Mishnah Berurah is making a statement, is telling us, don't look from Var Miza. Is it referring to such incredible tragedies like the Holocaust? Is it referring to such incredible things like what was going on in Eretz Yisrael? The Sakonis Nefat. Who's to say? Okay, who's to say? To figure out. But it's something very interesting of where you draw the line. And I just tell you, from modern day, like everything, there's always another opinion. There's always diversity in every area of halacha. There's one more on the tainus. This is a very important Mishnah Berurah. Three few words. Beis, Simon, what I'm reading from, Yitofit Ches, Utainis, Oyver, Leel, Simon, Shafila, Ochal, Peres, Yotzev, Ein, Tzarech, Dafkal, Pas. You don't have to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. Some people make a mistake and think, oh, it's Rosh Chodesh, you must have a Suda. You must have a Suda with bread and wash. It says, Beferish, Shea, you don't have to eat bread. The Ein Tzarech Dafka Pas, even if you eat a fruit, you make a Bari Priya Eitz, you're no longer Yoyshev B'tainis, you're not fasting, and you have fulfilled the first Halach and Simen Tov Yud Ches Rosh Chodesh Osir B'tainis. Eat a fruit, Bari Priya Eitz, take a Mashu. You don't have to eat bread. It's a very nice thing. No one's annoying if you eat bread and you make a Birch Samos, Birch Samos, and then the Raisa. You enhance the day, but it's not an absolute requirement. Okay, and now we just read the Dirashu. This is critical to understand the entire need of Yal V'Yavo. Number three, I'm jumping down to the end. We'll come back. We'll do number one and two tomorrow. But number three, this is a Mitam Zeh. Im Shach Achlema Yal Levia Birch Samos, and Shel Rosh Chodesh, Kosh Shachonach Le'el. Number three, if you forget to say Yal, let's say you do wash, and you forgot to say Yal V'Yavo, you don't repeat the benching, because there's no chiyuv to eat bread. If there's no one, that's the rule. If there's no chiyuv to eat, there's no chiyuv to repeat the benching. If you forget to say Yal Yavo, we would say, we have the same principle by Shalosh Shudos. Shalosh Shudos, you namo chiyuv mikadin to eat bread. You eat anything you want. Therefore, if you do eat bread and you bench, and you forget to say, we would say, you're not mechuyuv to repeat the Birchas Hamazon. Shin Tzach, Lach, Savir, Mishnah Berurah, Sham, Shadavka, B'Shabbos, V'Yom Tov. Now, here, Daf, when it comes to Shabbos, V'Yom Tov, Shkev, Shtech, Yav, Lechol, Bahem, Pasim, Echol, Lachiv, Birchas Kavua, and that's why if you've got a Shabbos and you're under the sacred seal, you have to repeat the Birchas Hamazon. Av Rosh Chodesh, Av Shasul, Lisanas Bo, even though you're not allowed to fast. But not being permitted to fast does not mean you're mechuyev to eat bread. Mikol Mokom, Inechayv Lechol Bo Pas, Ulechein Lo, Nechshav Chiyev Birchas Hamazon, Kikavua Bo, and Memele, you don't have to repeat it. Ah, Ochein Lechatchila, but here he does bring down, Lechatchil Kosa, Beshari Tzion, Lechamon, Sim Tov, you test us in the next Simen, Sheyoy Ser Toiv, Sheyoy Chol Pas, Lashem, Su'udas Rosh Chodesh. I'm chuyiv, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing to do the bread. Okay, we'll stop here. Take a break for a few minutes.